but of the good place. Well, I couldn't see no advantage to going where she was going, so I made up my mind I wouldn't try for it. But I never said so, because it would only make trouble. It wouldn't do no good. Now, she had got a start, and she went on and told me all about the good place. She said all a body would have to do was to go around all day long with a harp and sing forever and ever. But I didn't think much of it. But I never said so. I asked if she reckoned Tom Sawyer would go there, and she said not by a considerable sight. I was glad about that, because I wanted him and me to be together. Miss Watson, she kept pecking at me, and it got tiresome and lonesome. By and by, they fetched the niggers in and had prayers, and then everybody was off to bed. I went up to my room with a piece of candle and put it on the table. Then I sat down in a chair by the window and tried to think of something cheerful, but it weren't no use. I felt so lonesome, I most wished I was dead. The stars were shining, and the leaves rustled in the woods ever so mournful, and I heard an owl way off, hoo-hooing about somebody that was dead, and a whippoorwill and a dog crying about somebody that was going to die, and the wind was trying to whisper something to me, and I couldn't make out what it was, and so it made the cold shivers run over me. And away out in the woods, I heard that kind of a sound that a ghost makes when it wants to tell about something that's on its mind and can't make itself understood, and so can't rest easy in its grave, and has to go about that way every night grieving. I got so downhearted and scared, I did wish I had some company. Pretty soon a spider went crawling up my shoulder, and I flipped it off and lit it in a candle. Before I could budge, it was all shriveled up. I didn't need anybody to tell me that was an awful bad sign, would fetch me some bad luck, so I was scared and most shook the clothes off me. I got up and turned around on my tracks 3 times and crossed my breast every time, and then I tied up a little lock of my hair with a thread to keep witches away. But I had no confidence. You do that when you've lost a horseshoe that you found, instead of nailing it up over the door. But I had never heard anybody say that was any way to keep off bad luck when you'd killed a spider. I sat down again, shaking all over, and got out my pipe for a smoke, for the house was all as still as death now, and so the widow wouldn't know. Well, after a long time, I heard the clock ticking off, and the town go boom, 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 12 licks, and all still again, stiller than ever. Pretty soon I heard a twig snap down in the dark amongst the trees. Something was a-stirring. I sat still and listened. Directly I could just barely hear a meow, meow down there. That was good. Says I, meow, meow, as soft as I could. And then I put out the light and scrambled out of the window onto the shed. Then I slipped down to the ground and crawled in among the trees. And sure enough, there was Tom Sawyer waiting for me. Chapter 2. We went tiptoeing along a path amongst the trees back towards the end of the widow's garden, stooping down so as the branches wouldn't scrape our heads. When we was passing by the kitchen, I fell over a root and made a noise. We scrouched down and laid still. Miss Watson's big nigger, named Jim, was sitting in the kitchen door. We could see him pretty clear, because there was a light behind him. He got up and stretched his neck about a minute, listening. Then he says, "Who dare?" He listened some more. Then he came tiptoeing down and stood right between us. We could have touched him, nearly. Well, likely it was minutes and minutes that there weren't a sound, and we all there so close together. There's a place on my ankle that got to itching, but I doesn't scratch it. And then my ear began to itch. Next, my back, right between my shoulders. Seemed like I'd die if I couldn't scratch. Well, I've noticed the thing plenty of times since. If you're with a quality or at a funeral or trying to go to sleep when you ain't sleepy, if you're anywhere where it won't do for you to scratch, why, you will itch all over in upwards of 1,000 places. Pretty soon, Jim says,
"Say, who is you? Where is you? Dog my cats if I didn't hear something. Well, I know what I was going to do. I was going to sit down here and listen till I hears it again."
So he sat down on the ground betwixt me and Tom. He leaned his back up against a tree and stretched out his legs out till one of them most touched one of mine. My nose began to itch. Itch till the tears came into my eyes, but I doesn't scratch. Then it began to itch on the inside. Next it got to itching underneath. I didn't know how I was going to sit still. This miserableness went on as much as 6 or 7 minutes, but it seemed a slight longer than that. I was itching 11 different places now. I reckon I couldn't stand it more than a minute longer, but I set my teeth hard and got ready to try. Just then Jim began to breathe heavy. Next he began to snore, and then I was pretty soon comfortable again. Tom made a sign to me, kind of a little noise with his mouth, and we went creeping away on our hands and knees. When we was 10 foot off, Tom whispered to me and wanted to tie Jim to the tree for fun, but I said no, he might wake and make a disturbance, then they'd find out I weren't in. Then Tom said he hadn't gotten candles enough, and he would slip in